This is Scott Becker with the Becker Group Wounds Leadership Podcast. I'm thrilled today to be joined by Shelley Rosenfeld. Shelley is the co-director of the Cancer Resource Legal Center, a fascinating advocacy organization. Shelley, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Well, it's great to be here. Yes, I'm co-director of the Cancer Legal Resource Center, and I'm a lawyer, and the organization that I work for provides free legal resources nationwide to those affected by cancer.
And can you take a moment, Shelley, tell us how you got started in this? How did you get started with the Cancer Legal Resource Center?
So I was actually a journalist before becoming a lawyer, and I saw that health issues affect everyone. I wanted to be able to help people more directly, so I decided to go to law school, and I worked in other specialties, actually, but I wanted to empower those affected by cancer to help them navigate the non-medical side effects of their diagnosis. So I joined the Cancer Legal Resource Center, and it's been a really great experience.
And take a moment and talk about the issues, and we all know there's a lot of them, because everybody's affected by cancer somehow or another. Talk about the main issues that cancer patients face. What are the big issues, the big three or four issues that they end up facing outside of their medical diagnosis, of course, and trying to battle through that?
Sure. You bring up such a good point. There are so many ways that someone's life is affected that one might not really anticipate. But I will say that, first of all, the top two issues that we see are employment issues, specifically employment discrimination or how to ask for reasonable accommodations in the workplace. The other most common issue is relating to health insurance. For example, someone losing their job and needing health insurance or appealing a health insurance denial. And finally, financial toxicity. Cancer treatment is expensive. Doctor's appointments, medicines, just everything having to do with treatment. And so that's the other issue that people often call about, is how to handle the financial toxicity.
And how do you help? How do you guys help cancer patients and their families to connect with the legal resources they need? What exactly do you do?
So we get calls or online intakes from across the country, and essentially someone contacts us, shares with us their challenge, and we get to work and do legal research. Everything is free and confidential. And then we give them a call back and send a letter with more information about that person's rights, both on the federal level, meaning nationwide, and also in their state, because state law might be applicable to their situation. And then we provide them information about legal resources in their area, so their county or pretty close to where they live. As well as if there's a lawyer that's a member of our professional panel that's volunteered their time and licensed in that state and handles that specialty area, then we'll connect them with a licensed attorney that may be able to give them at least a free consultation for half an hour to get them started on the right foot. So that's the way that if someone contacts us, that we help, but we also go out in the community and doing things like our conversation today, where some people may never contact us, but they still deserve to know what their rights are and that we exist and how we might be able to help.
And talk for a moment about, in the pandemic, have these issues that cancer patients face become more acute? Does it become more challenging because it's harder to get resources? Or what are some of the impacts of the pandemic on what you do?
Sure. Well, the pandemic has affected everyone in some way, and the cancer community is not immune from those effects. So probably one of the toughest part, and the way that we see it right now, is that people are losing their jobs in all sectors. And when someone loses their job, they lose a major way that they may pay for their treatment and or get their health insurance. So the issues that we have had calls about before are even exacerbated now. However, there are some COVID-related resources that we can provide people with more information about, whether it's taking time off or unemployment support that their state may offer. So there is additional information and ways we're able to help, but that has definitely been a very difficult thing. And also someone that usually might be able to bring along someone such as a caregiver to a doctor's appointment can't really do that if the doctor's office is prohibiting another person attending. So we, you know, there might be a caregiver that has additional concerns, and we do support those, not just the person directly affected by cancer in terms of being a patient, but also those that want to help that person. So that's also something that is even more difficult for those wanting to help and be a caregiver.
And talk for a moment about, as you look at the next 6 to 12 months, the world's maybe coming out of this pandemic situation, things are sort of a mess. Certainly cancer has not slowed down for the pandemic at all. And in fact, some situations are worse because people aren't getting their screenings and tests, and they're having to forego treatments and all kinds of problems. When you look at the world right now, what are your top three priorities as you look at the next 6 to 12 months?
So our priorities are to continue the work that we do, which is researching and responsive telephone assistance line questions. We are getting more and more people reaching out to us, which means that hopefully more and more people know about the Cancer Legal Resource Center, but also that there might be, kind of how you referred to, additional challenges for those affected by cancer. And also increasing our outreach, because we want to make sure that anyone affected by cancer is getting the support they need for knowing their legal rights. So a lot of people might not think about cancer and its effect on their life until they face that diagnosis. So they need to know that they have rights as well. And one other aspect is we want to make sure that if someone's a lawyer and wants to be able to give back during this time, that they know about our professional panel, which is getting involved with the CLRC and depending on what that person's specialty is, being able to help someone that contacts us. And if that person wants to volunteer, then they can become a member of our professional panel. So those are our major priorities, and to really be aware and be at the forefront of knowing what is the most top priority or top priorities of those affecting, of those being affected by cancer right now.
Well, you've done a magnificent job in what you do. I want to thank you very much for joining us today, Shelley. How can people learn more about Cancer Legal Resource Center?
So we are available online. If someone, the way that I like to think about it, if someone needs assistance and there's something keeping them up at night, they can fill out an online intake, because that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So they can go to our website, the Cancer Legal Resource Center website, and it's the drlc.org/cancer, and fill out an online intake or listen to one of our pre-recorded webinars, and they can reach out to us anytime by calling our phone number as well for to reach our telephone assistance line. So there's multiple ways, but the best way to get in touch with us, you can log on anytime and email us, clrc@drlcenter.org, if you have a question via email, but otherwise to contact us and do an intake online. So those are the top ways that they can get in touch with us.
Shelley, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Just fantastic what you do at the Cancer Legal Resource Center. It's great work. And thank you very much for joining us on the Beck Group Women's Leadership Podcast today. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.